owl bears. You've been given the task of foraging for food for your companions as they set up camp. Wandering the nearby woods in search of mushrooms or some game if you're lucky, you come across some berry bushes. As you pick, you hear some rustling behind you and turn to face a large, feathered animal. Your first thought is of a bear, but the face is wrong, containing a sharp-looking beak rather than a snout. As you slowly back away from the creature, it lets out a piercing screech and charges directly at you. This is an owlbear, another iconic monster in Dungeons & Dragons that has stood the test of time for decades. It's not a creature that's dense with lore like dragons or mind flayers, but it's a memorable monster nonetheless, appearing in countless modules and other media. We'll be taking just a brief look at owlbears and their ecology. Owlbears were first introduced in the Greyhawk supplement for original D&D in 1975, created by Gary Gygax. Gygax said that he was inspired to create the owlbear based on a toy figurine he found in a bag of figures from a dime store, labeled as Prehistoric Animals. The toys are based off of various monsters from Japanese kaiju films, such as the Godzilla franchise, and Gygax was also inspired by them to create a couple of other well-known creatures, the Boulette and the Rust Monster. The Greyhawk supplement describes it as a horrid creature that hugs like a bear and attacks with its beak. The owlbear's popularity was set from that point, and it would go on to appear in every basic monster manual for each edition of Dungeons & Dragons. Dragon Magazine number 214 from February of 1995 featured an article titled The Ecology of the Owlbear, and I'll be drawing a number of tidbits about owlbears from that article. An owlbear is fairly simple in concept, a combination between a bear's body and an owl's head. A typical owlbear is between 8 to 10 feet in length, covered in feathers rather than fur, with both a sharp beak and sharp talons on each of its paws. The owlbear is an excellent predator, with both keen eyesight and sense of smell, and when it finds its prey, it grapples the target thanks to the flexibility of its forearms, and slices into it with its beak or claws. Owlbears are typically carnivorous, although they are known to consume honey like a normal bear. Its owl head forces it to only see straight ahead, but it can turn its head a full 270 degrees to compensate. It's extremely difficult to sneak up on an owlbear thanks to their incredible hearing, and their eyes possess a transparent third eyelid that protects them from dust and grit, as well as bright lights. One possible avenue for survival against an owlbear is climbing a tall tree, as owlbears' size and weight prevents them from being great climbers. They are willing, however, to wait it out, usually, and depending on the size of the tree, are often strong enough to simply knock it over. Owlbears make their homes in caves or ruins, where they drag their kills back to finish devouring. They will often leave portions of the carcass in places around their den to lure in potential scavengers that they can also kill and eat. An owlbear considers itself the master of its territory and will attack anything it encounters if hungry enough, regardless of its opponent's size or ferocity. They will also leave inch-deep claw marks in trees around its lair to both keep their claws sharp, as well as to warn other owlbears of their territory. An owlbear typically hunts by itself, unless it has mated. If an area is especially rich in food, a family of owlbears might stick together for longer than normal due to lack of competition for food. Owlbears reproduce by the female laying a number of eggs, usually between 1 and 6. These eggs are nearly perfect spheres, and fetch quite a bit of money if someone is brave or foolhardy enough to steal some. Once hatched, newborn owlbears are fed freshly killed meat by their parents, as female owlbears do not produce milk. The cubs are raised for 2 years by the mother, at which point they will be taught to hunt for themselves. Afterwards, if food is plentiful, they might stay together. Otherwise, the cubs will go off on their own to stake out their own territory. The origin of the owlbear has been a hotly debated topic throughout the ages. Their unique physiology generally implies some sort of experimentation. The creation of a mad wizard combining a giant owl with a bear somehow. Ancient elves claim that owlbears have been around for thousands of years, which doesn't nail down an exact origin, while the fair folk of the magical plane known as the Feywild insist that owlbears have always existed in that realm. Regardless, they are prevalent enough now to be a concern when wandering the forests of the world. Like many creatures, though, some enterprising individuals have taken the task of taming some owlbears for various reasons. It's not an easy process, and it's a big reason why owlbear eggs fetch such an impressive price, since a tamed owlbear can be a very valuable asset. Some will raise them as a personal companion or guard. Others will use the owlbear as a mount rather than a more conventional horse. And certain communities will use them as war beasts or to protect a territory from intruders. Others still might use them for sport, with some remote communities hosting owlbear races, where an owlbear is just as likely to maul its handler as it is to finish the race. Even worse, starved owlbears are occasionally thrown into gladiatorial arenas as a particularly vicious opponent for unfortunate gladiators to be faced against. There are a handful of owlbear variants, although nothing as extreme as some other species of monsters. The Arctic owlbear is more of a cross between a polar bear and a snowy owl, residing in the cold areas of the world. They are excellent swimmers, and tend to be even more aggressive due to their constant hunger. The winged owlbear is much more unique, possessing a pair of large wings, enabling flight. This allows them to patrol a much larger area as part of their territory, and they can silently swoop in on their prey, a terrifying situation, to be sure. There's also said to be even larger variants of the owlbear, some as much as 15 feet in height, weighing thousands of pounds. Like some other creatures I've covered, the owlbear isn't here to dazzle you with its centuries of culture and its intricate societies. It's simply an animal, albeit an incredibly unique and iconic one, and not every threat a group of adventurers encounters is going to have an extensive backstory. An owlbear is certainly something they should be wary of, though, since even if they are stronger than it, an owlbear will never go down without a brutal fight.